It's my pleasure to be here. I'm going to talk to you about our school-based surveillance that is in Palm Beach County. You're going to see some of my pictures. I travel all over, and I love to see, take the pictures of the flowers. So they are all from Central South America. And I'd like to thank some of my contributors, my co-authors, as well as the special thanks to the people who has made this program possible, our school health program, school health at the Texing District, and our school board. Our objective of this program was to evaluate the effectiveness of the vaccine delivery and coverage, and also the control of communicable disease, identify the cases, and control the transmission in the schools. In November 2006, we were way behind in Florida. Varicella became reportable in Florida. I'm going to mainly talk to you about our school-based reporting, but we do have private physicians and other people also reporting. Our daycare entry requirement for varicella in Florida. In daycare, it became effective July 1, 2001, where children attending child care facilities and family day homes are required to have varicella vaccine. Varicella vaccine is not required if there is a history of varicella disease documented by the healthcare provider on Form 680, which is our Florida certificate of immunization for them to attend the school. For a school requirement, one dose of varicella vaccine requirement started pre-K through K and K in 2001 and 2002. And one grade was added each year. So last year, the 2000-2007, it was pre-K, K, and the fifth grade. And the current year, it is 2007-2008, the sixth grade. The coming year, the 2008-2009, we're going to implement our kindergarten two dosages, but the rest of them will be still stay with the one dose, adding the seventh grade to the existing. Our school-based reporting this project, we have been doing this since 1999-2000. Public schools have been voluntarily reporting varicella cases. Now we have added the private schools since 2006. We do have a school health nurse is assigned to each public school in Palm Beach County, kindergarten to 12th grade. We have developed a partnership with school district, school health program at the local Texing District and the health department. School nurse completes a varicella reporting form for each varicella case. Sends this form via fax to our epidemiology program at the health department. Our EPI division is the one who investigates the vaccine preventable diseases. A letter is sent to the parents when a case is diagnosed in a class. This is a sample of the reporting form. We have some basic demographic information. If they have any religious exemption, was the child, what was the onset of the disease date, who diagnosed it, when was the child, if it was hospitalized, their history of varicella disease, history of varicella vaccine, and we do ask them the severity of the disease. And also there are a number of children who have permanent medical exemption or religious exemptions who are present in the, at that school or that class. We are using the severity of the varicella disease. This is taken from one of the presentations from the CDC teleconference on severity of the disease. Very mild, we use less than 50 lesions. Mild is when patient's hand cannot be placed between lesions without touching other lesions. And moderate patient's hand cannot be placed between lesions without touching other lesions. And severe is when we really don't even see the skin. We created a sample letter to be sent to the parents, which is signed by the health department and the school principal. Varicella question and answer pamphlet is sent along with the letter, which is also the questionnaire from question and answer from CDC site. And in this letter, we ask parents to contact their medical provider or the Palm Beach County Health Department for varicella vaccine for their children or for the adults in the household if they are not vaccinated for their medical provider. Our EPI staff works with the school health nurses to investigate an outbreak, and we call it outbreak when there is one more than one case is occurring at the school. And at the annual public health update meetings for school health nurses, we do the training on all reportable diseases, but at this time, I make a utilize this time to talk with them to the feedback, what was happening, and I think over the years we have changed the form and what else we can do. So this way we keep them their interest. So now we'll talk about the findings for this year. I'm going to present my data in the school year, that our school years in Palm Beach starts anytime later part of August to first week of June. And my data for 2008 is up to as of February 29th, 2008. In 2006, we had 198 cases reported to us versus in, and we have, out of these, three children had an ER visit and two were hospitalized. And no hospitalization in 2007-2008. Again, the varicella exemption, because we do have a religious, we don't have a philosophical exemption in Florida, but we do have a religious exemption of that. So five out of the 183, the rest of them, I just didn't have the data. So almost 2.7% were the varicella exemption. And in 2007, about 4%. We do have run about anywhere from 3 to 4% for all the vaccine for religious exemption. History of varicella disease, 23 already said that they had a varicella disease, about 12% in each case. History of varicella vaccine, so almost 77% in both years that they had varicella vaccine. And this slide shows the data for by age group. See that because most of those, I know there are more cases occurring in children than 4 years, they're just not being reported because it's just been a year by the physician reporting and the real requirement for the daycare reporting. But three of these children all had vaccine, so they did have mild cases. And in 2007-8, three of them, one had vaccine and had a moderate type of a varicella. In our school age children, where our majority cases where we are coming and we are being reported almost 98% to 95%. And we do have adult reporting as well from the schools as well as in the community, which you can see. And in the adults, they have not had their vaccine. Who are diagnosing these cases? Almost 70% or in the current year, 80% are diagnosed by physician, and another 12% or 8% by nurses, and 19% by the parents, and 12% in this current year. But who is reporting it? It's really the schools, 96. Even though the cases are diagnosed by physician, the reporting people are the school, and others were parents or the volunteer who has reported the cases. How were the cases classified by severity of the varicella disease? Almost 60% had very had a mild disease versus 30% had a mild disease to about moderate was about 7 points. We did have severe disease cases in 2006. All were among 12 to 13 years of old. Two had no vaccines, and one had it at age 18 months. Okay. Where these cases are occurring, almost about 58% are occurring in our elementary school versus this year about 64%. But these, remember in 2006-2007, we were only up to requiring it up to grade fifth, and then in 2007-2008, requiring up to the grade six. And so I still have a long way to go for your middle school. Okay, now this is by month. The one in the red is the 2006-2007. We did have a peak in September. There was an outbreak in 2006-2007, and another small outbreak in the end of February. In 2007-2008, fortunately, we haven't had many outbreaks of. The most we have had is about 2 or 3 cases per school. So in summary, varicella disease is reportable in Florida now since November 2006. Majority of the cases are reported by schools even when they are diagnosed by physician. Majority of the cases have mild disease and have one dose of vaccine. Developing partnership, these are very basic rules, but it still goes a long way. Share the data and findings with your partners. They feel that they are part of the team and we report the cases. School nurses look forward every year to look up this data, what they are doing and how is it helping. And we meet with them annually to keep reminding them to report the cases and to get their feedback. And thank you, and we'll take the questions at the end.